everyone, and welcome to Superhero Speak. I'm your host, Dave, and we've got to my left or right on the screen. We've got Random Randy Savage of Cult 45.
Hello, everyone. Happy Easter from the atheist.
And below, hell no.
Hades.
Down in the dark under hollow earth.
The one and all squared from the Omega Level Nerds.
Yes.
Doing
great, Dave. Listen, you may be an atheist, Mr. Savage Land of Hollow Earth, but boy, you've been gifted the greatest chair I believe it exists. So congrats to you, sir. You have won the day.
I know. A king for his throne.
Yeah. For those who are watching and wondering what's going on, of course, it's Easter Sunday. For those who celebrate, happy Easter. And, well, John had told me earlier in the week that he wasn't able to today because he had a family obligation. He was watching a nephew and whatnot. And I was like, okay. And Don agreed graciously to fill in for John. And then today, last minute, JD said that he had a family obligation and couldn't do it, which I get it. It's Easter. So, of course, Randy Savage swoops in again and saves the day.
That's right, JD. I'm coming for your spot.
Yeah, so I got to get that straight. I'm in for John. You're in for JD. So I'll be ultra depressing then.
You got it. You're already in the room for it.
Yes, and get upset if anyone makes any kind of sexual innuendo or joke. No, you make them, and Don gets upset. That's the rule, I think.
Perfect.
Yeah, so when you say ear pussies, I'll go.
They're not here, and I know John will never watch this. And
oh,
but here's the funny thing. I need to say that my girlfriend has pointed out, she says you can see it in his face. She's watched it a couple times, like, that he gets really, like, upset over things like that on the show.
Yeah, no, that's real uncomfort to a concerning level, my business.
You guys are adults, right? I figured we're not all children. We've all at least seen a vagina at least once. I know I have.
I sometimes want to ask John if he's had sex, but then I don't really want to hear the answer.
It's true. Does he do what do the Mormons do with the hole? And then he just got
In the sheet or something? Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
Isn't it magic underwear or something? Okay. We went off the rails real fast, but
all right.
Mormon religion check.
We're just keep knocking them off. That's right. Christians and Mormons. We're coming for you, Jews. No, sorry. No, we're not. Please don't shut us down.
No,
we'll go after the Hindus because they won't do anything back. Or no,
there
Buddhists.
You go. That's it.
Yes. Yes. They'll wait patiently for us to reincarnate as something.
Speaking of Hindus, Corinthian leather on this chair. No.
Oh my God.
Full circle.
All right. We're all going to hell now. So how's everyone doing? What are they? What have they been up to since the last time we've been together? We'll start with you, Randy. Anything new in the world of Randy or Cult 45?
We're gearing up for our con that's happening in May. We had a rehearsal. I think it went fine. We got approved for two panels now. Wow. We got the live comic. We're going to do a nice little live crowd game. And hopefully it works out okay. Because last year didn't work out okay. But that was just technical stuff. And I was like, you got to let me in on the technical stuff because it's my job. So my job is technical stuff. And if you let me in, you're going to get the same kind of commitment that someone paid $30,000 for. So I was like, come on, man. You could at least let me in on this. And he's like, fine, take the whole thing. And guess what happened? We got rehearsals. We have two cons. We have two panels to worry about now. It's going to be great. I'm not even worried about it. Not at all.
I'm going to be honest. The way you're saying this, I feel like maybe Brandon is not as confident as you are.
Totally fine. Totally fine. He's not going to watch this either. So I'm like,
well, yeah, there you go. Exactly. Cool. All right. Anyone who's it's Dallas area? No.
So yeah, Houston area.
Houston area.
Kamapalooza. I have a spiel for it, but I forgot it. It's usually written down. But right now, there's John Cena, and then most of the cast from the first A Nightmare on Elm Street show movie is going to be there. Because we already did those movies, that's why we're not going to go rehash them.
Yeah,
fine. We're doing comic book movies coming up in May. It'll be fun. We're going to finally get into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and I'll have some nice things to say about Marvel.
You guys did the Roger Corman Fantastic Four, right?
I don't know.
Nope.
No.
Yeah.
It's been on the list, but like we had to tweak the algorithm a little bit, especially this past couple of weeks, because like I was so sure that this Godzilla movie was going to come out 2 weeks from, and yeah. I was I have a picture that I posted, and I like says April 16th, and I was like, why did you come out in March? Like,
yeah,
what's going on? And I had scheduled the podcast the same way, and now we're like, it's not supposed to come out today, and that's why we're doing this movie. So next week we're catching up, and it'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah, it's, I don't know, it's crazy. It's also frustrating when two movies like this come out back to back while it can't handle it. How about you, Don? What's new in your world?
I'm just really basking in a lot of good shit right now, to be honest with you. Between I'm just kind of resurgence of video gaming as far as purchasing a PS5, playing Final Fantasy Rebirth. Unfortunately, Akira Toriyama-san passed away. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing a Chrono Trigger playthrough in his honor on the Omega Level Nerds channel. Reviving really the Omega Level Nerds channel with my friend Jay. And I got to get you on, Randy. And I don't even know what to fucking talk about, but I'm pretty sure I get you and Jay in a room and I'm going to laugh my ass off. So,
hey, if you want to, if you got a comic I should read, like I've been trying to get more into X-Men. Let me know.
Yeah. Okay. It's a weird question, but absolutely. I can definitely work on that. Are you watching the X-Men 97 show?
I saw the first two episodes. I haven't okay. Saw the third one yet.
Okay. I'm going to spoil it for you. Sorry. Not right now, but when we're talking about it. So other than that, like video game resurgence, getting active back on my channel, The Bad Batch, and of course, as I mentioned, X-Men 97. So it's just a miasma of good nerdy fucking shit right now for me. And last week was break off of school for my kids, which means I get to sleep in for an extra 2 hours. Coming to an end tomorrow, unfortunately. So this is my last gasp of that. But all that is, so that's where I'm at.
I'm glad to hear you're doing well.
Now that I rebuilt my basement, I just get to do other way cool shit. So
man cave has resurfaced.
And moved out of the bedroom. Ooh. No longer does he keep his wife up when he podcasts.
Exactly. That's the important thing.
I just wanted all the things I love around me, babe. That's the reason why. That's what I would have
said. Don is looking like Patrick Rothfuss.
I wish I knew who that was, sir. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Is it the long beard, maybe?
We'll have to. I'm sure it's a new thing. The wife digs it. I don't know about how I feel.
I love how it's like the gray streak is right down the middle.
That's what kind of gets, yeah, that is the cool part.
I think it's dope. My stuff comes in like little patches of red, but I want a white, big white bushy beard.
Every time I look in the mirror, we're gray.
Stick it, man. I don't know. Embrace it. On your beard.
It's funny too, because my late wife and my current girlfriend, like every time I'm like, I want to dye this because I don't like the gray. They're like,
yeah, no.
No,
there's something. Women love gray in your beard.
So. It's that wisdom.
Sean Connery brought it to Sexy Land, and it's been there ever since.
Yeah, I haven't been up to too much this past week. It's all this we're going to be talking about, of course. And it's Easter. Of course, I went and had dinner with my family over at my mom's house. It was always that's always a fun time. And then with my granddaughters, and we were, my one granddaughter, we're talking, and I said to her, here's a fact for you. Did you know that humans eat more monkeys? I'm sorry, that came out wrong. Humans eat more bananas than monkeys.
Okay.
She said.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that makes
sense. She said, really? Is that true? And I'm like, yeah, I can't remember the last time I ate a monkey. See, I kept it clean. That's the inappropriate joke of the week.
Oh, and John's not here.
Exactly.
Like, that's the cleanest one I've heard so far.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Kind of why I did it.
That's what I was thinking about. I was like, oh.
No, actually, it's funny because I have like 3 or 4 saved on my phone. That's like the last one I have saved before I have to find some new ones. And
more dirty jokes about swallowing monkeys.
And I thought it was cute.
Include
one of my granddaughters in it.
But to say, I was just thinking, yeah, it's cute when my 9-year-old daughter comes to me every day. Hey, Dad, this joke. Her and superhero speak. Joke.
Get your dad jokes.
We brought it up earlier. And Don, I was so glad that you were filling in this week because you're the one person I want to talk to about this show. And that's X-Men 97, of course. I'm all caught up on the 3 episodes. You're all caught up. Randy did not see the newest one. So just in general, guys, I'm from both of you. I'm curious, what do you think so far of the show? And Randy, you can go first.
Yeah. It definitely feels like a resurgence. I honestly didn't watch the old show when I was younger. I watched a few episodes, but I really wasn't an X-Men fan. I don't know why. That show seemed really serious, like really serious for a cartoon back in 97. And I was like, yeah, I'll come back to this some other time. And then now I'm an adult and it's like, oh, we're still serious. And I was like, oh, cool. But have you guys gotten a sense of humor at all? Like, all right. Still got cool action sequences, right? Yeah. Okay, cool. I'll watch you when I get bored.
Okay.
That's where it is.
All right, Don.
Kudos to you, Dave, for letting him go.
We're going to give you all the time. Go ahead.
You have the floor.
It is the most wonderful piece of content, comic book related, that I've seen since Deadpool 2 and Deadpool 1. And it's because the first animated series for kids was great, but now when I watch it, it's like, it makes no sense as far as like how the fights play out. So it's good for the nostalgia. It's good for some Wolverine lines, but it just doesn't make much sense. This series makes sure that it makes sense, that it's actually what I would read the X-Men do is now in animated. And you could just tell how much Beau DeMeo loved this source material. And I know we'll talk about him in a little bit, but boy, is that unfortunate, because I'm buying everything he is selling. And particularly with this episode 3, where they dealt with Cable's origin, okay?
Yeah.
The X-Men is convoluted as fuck. They managed to get his origin down in a way that is both easy to swallow for newbies and for people like me to say, okay, you streamlined it and I agree with it. So that in itself, the way they've treated Storm, by the way, like before she lost her powers, the way now everybody's like, oh, look, Cyclops is a badass. I'm like, duh.
We said that
you last see week. What I'm talking stopped. About now? Yeah. So I just love it because it's in the lexicon now of what we do. Everybody's loving it. The fucking anti-woke brigade shut the fuck up for like 3 days. Mike Zero, fix your fucking ceiling, buddy. But they eventually was like, oh, fuck, I got to get to work. I got to hate on something. Oh, X-Men woke. Yeah, and the fucking ocean is wet.
And it's funny. The thing I want to say to that is, right, like, the main thing that I saw people freaking out about is the non-binary, Morph was non-binary. Which,
and he might want to fuck Wolverine. How about that? Is that ruined for you?
First, but here's the thing, right? Like, number one, it makes sense because he changed to any person to any gender he wants to. But two, like, it's not three episodes so far. There's nothing in your face about it, which is the way you're supposed to tell stories like that. And I think people just freaked out before they even saw anything.
That'd have been a weird episode. Anti-woke, right in the fucking camera.
if the anti-woke shitheads on Twitter and YouTube didn't fucking have a hissy fit over the whole binary comment, we wouldn't even know. Or non-binary comment, we wouldn't even know.
That's true.
So whatever. And do I want Wolverine to be gay or whatever, all that? I don't care about none of that. In the comics, he's in a menage a trois thing with Cyclops and Jean Grey. So, come on. Yeah. It's a dumb thing. The only hatred of this show is for dumb reasons, from dumb people. And there you have it. I fucking love it. And would you like me to break down what the differences were with the Cable origin? Or
sure.
Is everyone understand all?
I don't care. It's interesting that they brought, I can't think of her name, the Goblin
Pryor.
Aaron Pryor in, like, that shocked me right away. When the clone showed up at the end of the second episode, I'm like, are they really going there? And then of course, it made sense, right? Because that is part of Cable's origin, right, in the comics? Mm-hmm. Or at least,
yeah.
Has it Madeline been retconned, Pryor. Or is that still part of his origin in the comics? Okay.
Nope.
So go ahead. What are the big differences?
Explain.
Okay. The differences are that Madeline Pryor did not have power. She didn't gain any sort of powers until after Cyclops had immediately dumped her as soon as he saw the real Jean Grey and her baby. Then she got them later when she made it pact with basically the devil. I'm not going to get all into it. She got some like demonic fucking inferno power. So in the show, she basically got Jean Grey's powers, but a different color. As much as I can make of it. Sinister gave her those powers. Outside of that, as far as Cable or Nathan Summers getting the Techno-Organic Virus, in the comics, Apocalypse gave that.
Right.
So, again, them streamlining it said Sinister totally makes sense. You got to feel bad for the kid. Like, as soon as Sinister gets him, he just dumps him in the green shit. Like, just closes him in. I was like, holy crap. As far as them basically saying, okay, Cable has a Techno-Organic Virus, we got to get him to the future. Bishop and Cable in the comics are not from the same future. Bishop's from like 80 to 90, 100 years away. Cable's like 2000 when Apocalypse still. I think everything they did to make it simple, again, it all made complete sense. Those were really the major differences between what they did in the comics and what they did with this.
Yeah.
But what I like, though, And Jay and my buddy Jay made this point on my podcast. In the comics, Madeline does this crazy shit and becomes evil because of what Scott Summers did. So in the show, it's not really his fault. He never really had to make that choice. So it's better that she didn't do that because of what a man did. Like, it was doing it because fucking Sinister made it crazy. So yeah, that's really the major differences. And I just, what they did to Streamline just totally made sense. And I'm like, holy crap. They actually delved into Cable's origin and made it convoluted, but not way too convoluted like it is.
Yeah. One of my favorite theories is about the show so far, and I want to get your take on this, is that this is actually an alternate timeline from the original cartoon.
I guess that would make a little bit more sense, because there are things that they are retconning a bit here, but the old show retconned itself, plot hole itself. Yeah, I could see it. It is a part of the multiverse. We know that. Absolutely.
Right, because
what is the explanation for Morph now doing his Exiles, Age of Apocalypse? There are inconsistencies that we could say, yeah.
His looks changed. Of course, Xavier really didn't die at the end of the list. Episode, right. But yet they're going with he's dead. Is that, did he really die, or is that just cover?
That is a question I have, because obviously from the last series we know he went off with Alondra and the Shi'ar Empire,
right?
But yeah, like Scott Summers is really, oh, I'm bothered by the death certificate, and I'm thinking, like, you care? It's fake. Yeah,
exactly. That's why I have those questions. Like,
they're talking me into it, Dave.
They're playing it up in the show like he died, but if it's an actual continuation, like, he didn't die. They know that. So why would he be upset by it?
He's upset by the responsibility.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. Because, like I said, didn't watch their old shows, but now that I'm listening, I'm just like, awkward. Because I was like, how do you get to young, giant helmet, land of a mutant Xavier again? I'm confused by that one. Because I was like, the last thing I remember, he was in a wheelchair, and then now he can walk around and he does evil shit. That's what that's what we're
doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. This is way before any of that happens.
Okay.
I wonder when they start getting to that. Anyway. Yeah.
Season two.
Yeah. It's interesting. It really is so far, because they're pulling. I love that they actually are pulling from the comics. They're changing it a little bit. But yeah, obviously that's with anything that they adapt to TV or whatever. But yeah, it's interesting. I'll leave it at that. I'm going to keep watching. I really have enjoyed it so far. I want to see. Oh. Because that was the other thing too, right? Bishop was there from the beginning. Was he there just to take Cable back to the future? Like, it was a weird setup thing.
Yeah.
In the original series, he needed his bracelet to stay in our time. If it was taken off of him, he got transported back to his time. Now he's walking around without the bracelet on because Beast is fixing it.
It doesn't work. Yeah.
So
yeah, we'll have to see. Yeah.
Thoroughly confused. But okay. Sounds fun. Thoroughly confused. What sounds
the like? X-Men is confusing, but the wonderful thing about the X-Men, and particularly this show, you get your big fucking awesome battle that you're just fuck. You forget about the fact that you fuck's happening.
All right. I have good news for you guys. There is no social media madness, but everything I had going on and with the guys not being here, I didn't bother with it. But if you would like to follow us on social media and be part of social media madness for next week, here's our good friend Don to tell you more.
Do you want to be part of Media Madness? Well, go ahead and head on over to heroespeak.com. You'll find all the links you need, episodes of the show, comic reviews by Chris, and other articles. We're posting stuff on there all the time. And while you're there, you can also check out the rest of World All's Podcast Network. Great shows like the Pop Prison Power Podcast, Colt 45, baby, So Wizard Podcast, Fans on Patrol, The Gorilla Brain Podcast, and of course, Superhero Speak. Hashtag GW All Stars, and you're not going to be disappointed. Make sure you are commenting on our Twitter articles. Could be a poignant comment, could be a stupid one. Either way, gives you a chance for Dave to possibly mispronounce your Twitter handle. All right, we've rambled on enough. Let's head back to Dave and the gents on Superhero Speak.
Hey! Thanks, Don.
And I will rewrite my last joke as to not make JD.
I love that one, though.
Hey, Dave can play it all he wants. But just...
I'm real quick. I also wanted to announce there are some, not, I want to say changes, but there will be more content coming out on this channel going forward. I'm going to try to be doing more clips. And of course, we have had an interview going up every week. We just had Don Dexter last week. We've got Raven Monroe this week, independent comic creators. And of course, I've been doing rants every week. So, you know, what I'm saying is, if you're not subscribed to this channel, subscribe now. Click that bell for notifications so you don't miss any of that content when it comes up. And that the content will also be available on the website. None of that will be shared on the audio podcast. So if you're only listening to us on audio and you're not checking out the website or the YouTube channel, you'll be missing out on a lot of great content going forward.
And, okay, not checked out to you.
And Don, while you're here, would you like to plug Omega Level Nerd?
I most certainly will. Just, search Omega Level Nerds on the old YouTube there. I really need subscribers so I can at least get a custom URL. So please check us out. I got all sorts of shit on there. We've got the podcast. I got plays and whatnot. So please check that out. You can find an audio version of the show, but it's not up to date because at this point, I've gone fully YouTube because it's free.
And, yeah, fair.
Podbean is not. But yes, check us out, please, very much. You won't be disappointed.
Cool. And you know what? Randy, I would suggest for you to promote your show.
Yeah.
But I could just play this instead.
Some podcasts like this.
You like dry burgers or wet burgers? Kind of a question's that. I want this thing to come in my mouth. What a wild thing to say. What an insane...
No, but I understand
what an insane thing to
but
say.
But I know what you mean because I want a burger that's like... cheese is so melted and I want to squeeze it and it's like disgusting. It's like a swamp of like cheese and like wet... What is that?
You ever immediately... you ever do something and immediately regret it?
Yeah. That's fine. That's... obviously, that's going to be a clip.
And some parts are like this.
And you use it to pry out this lid and the inside is just like a little tiny ball.
Plutonium.
And it looks so freaking cool. It'd be a really good piece to put on my desk or something.
There's no way that's real.
It's real. He destabilized the core when it dropped. It broke. And literally, he just got fried with radiation.
And he died?
No.
Yeah.
I was about to make fun of the way he talked.
I went, but then I found out he died.
And we would never.
When do we never talk about it?
Josh!
What?
You can't do that.
Tough week, Josh.
Poor dog.
Stop.
Dude. Joshua.
Tough week in radiation.
I think I'm in a bit of a pickle right now.
Is this freaking Chernobyl right now?
Oh, no.
But only one can get in-depth analysis like this.
And they test it out and realize that it does bubble when people get pissed off.
Mood slime.
Mood slime. Saying that out loud sounds different. We all have it. We all seen it.
Slime that comes out when you get angry or upset.
Speaking of which, did Egon fuck the slime? Why did they get? Why did they get accusatory? And why did he get super defensive all of a sudden? It's like
he's like, you didn't.
He's like,
you didn't sleep with. You're not sleeping with it, are you, Ray? And they're like, I got blown by a ghost. I think I would. Fuck it.
He was trying to conjure the ghost back. He just dips his dick in it. Come on, come back.
You are now listening to Cult 45.
This is Beat 'em Down.
And I'm Random Randy Savage.
Find us on all your podcatching apps like Podbean or Spotify. And follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Or just go to www.cult45podcast.com.
Also, check out our YouTube for that sweet video content.
Cult 45, the only podcast that puts hair on your chest.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
I might have to swap out that YouTube part. But I was going to swap it out, but TikTok's about to get banned anyway, so I guess never mind.
Did Ray and Egon sleep?
Obviously.
And okay, hold on. The one podcast clip you've got in there with the guy who drops the metal, was that real? Did that guy actually drop it and die? Do you know? Did you?
Apparently so. I don't know. I'm assuming everything that I'm posting is 100% factual. Unless, of course, it's just
I wonder, like,
bros be like, yeah, there's no need for me to shower or whatever.
I just wonder, like, how does that get out there? Like, how does that get filmed? Unless he was streaming it live, then it's possible. But, man, that's terrible.
Don't you think that'd be in the news, though?
Be a rough way to go.
I don't know. There's a lot of stupid people out there. If they were all in the news, it's all we would be talking about.
I don't think I'd go. I don't think anyone would want that out there. Like,
only a rare few people on this earth can get their hands on plutonium. That's the thing.
He's obviously.
I'm sorry to bring realism into it.
You're right. I have a relative who works at a nuclear power plant, and he couldn't be filming in there. That would be illegal. So, all right, Fine. I just brought the whole house down.
Whatever. Fine. Jokes.
All right. Let's keep this going and depressing. So the great Louis Gossett Jr. passed away at 87.
Happy.
First African-American to win a supporting actor role, Academy Award. And yeah, he's been in a lot of great movies. What's one of your favorite movies that he was in? Don.
Iron Eagle, Chappie Sinclair. Like, through, you know, you say all the movies he's been in, honestly, that's when I know him. And I think the only other movie I think of with his, and I don't remember the name, is where he played the alien and he had a baby and his human arch rival had to raise it. That's a cut.
Wait, Alien Mine? Is that what you're talking about?
I'd have to Google it, and I'm too lazy to do that. It was an old 80s movie. It was Louis Gossett Jr. as an alien. Yeah.
That's Alien Mine. That's a great movie. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So that's my two memories. Iron Eagle was on like one of the VHS tapes my grandma made me. So that was like, it just got watched over and over again, like Star Wars.
Or not Alien, Enemy Mine. I'm sorry.
Enemy Mine.
Okay. Yes. That thing. Sorry. Now that Synapse fired. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I think.
All right. Randy.
Chappie Sinclair.
I hate to say it. I thought he was already
dead. Oh my God.
Oh my.
He's an old man. And I thought he died after, because like they talked about him when they did the Watchmen remake, the Watchmen TV show. And I was like, oh, maybe I thought he was already dead.
He was in the Watchmen
TV. Yeah. And I was like, that's why they talked about it. I was like, oh, but yeah.
Do you think like he did that guy from Ahsoka, like, was in a series and then died?
Yeah, that's what I thought would happen. And I was like, he just did that series. And then, but no, he was also in Outlaw Johnny Black, too. And I didn't see that. It was a voice.
Yeah, I think Enemy Mine is, I think, one of the first movies I've seen him in. And then, see what else? Stargate, he was great at SG-1. He was great in that. Yeah, but I think I'm with you, Don. Iron Eagle, like, you can't take that away from him.
I give a shit.
Yep. Yeah, great role. He will be missed. All right. Now that we get the sadness out of the way. This is definitely an us article. Last week, we reviewed Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. And one of our complaints was it felt like stuff was missing, right? There was like, all of a sudden, we're in New York again. They're busting ghosts, the Spengler family and all that. And then Ray's got the secret lab going on we don't know anything about. As they do now in all media like this, there is a comic, I believe it's from, I can't remember, IDW, Busters Back in Town, which bridges the gap between Afterlife and Frozen Empire. Curious what you guys think of this, because they keep doing this with different franchises. Oh, go read this comic if you want to understand more about this. Do you think this is just a crazy money grab? Do you think this is a clever move? What do you think? Yeah, Randy.
I believe they've worked this business long enough to know how the audience is going to react to some things, like, we make a movie and there's still shit that just left behind. And it's like, wait, what happened with those are obvious questions that they probably had too while they were writing it. And it's like, and the next one. So it's like, all right, so how do you bridge this? What if they just had a thing and did a thing and then there was another thing? It wasn't world ending, but it was something big, like a filler episode that you would have on a TV show. And they're like, no one would ever watch that. Yeah, but would you read it? And I was like, you know what? That sounds like a great idea. We'll put our dying comic industry on it, and then we'll make a couple bucks. You got it. Good for you, screenwriter man. Make me some more screenwriting things. Go.
Yeah, and you're right. And I think if the rights were owned by Disney, it probably would have been like a short on Disney Plus instead of a comic. What about you, Don? You going to run out and buy this comic?
No, but I will say that I don't know if this is a money grab. There's actually a proven universe that does this out there already, and that's called Star Wars. Okay, and I know you guys shit on this line all the time on the show. Somehow Palpatine returned. If you're watching the Bad Batch, you're learning all about that, and it's a great show. But see, just like you said, if it was owned by Disney instead of being a comic book, it would be a Disney Plus short. So now Star Wars can do that, become by Disney. But Star Wars has also done that with Dark Horse Comics and Marvel Comics, where they go back and fill out bits of the story and flesh shit out, which I love. I think a lot of people complain too much about Star Wars and, again, where they could get their answers, maybe not now, maybe in the future and in other media. And I'm not going to be able to stop people from being annoyed by that, but Star Wars has already done that through comics and now through Disney Plus. So, yeah. this is in the same realm as that, and I dig it. Absolutely. Like, people have questions. Here's your fucking answers. I mean, that these companies have the ability to do that now. Ride with it. Stop complaining.
Yeah, I can't.
Quit your bitching. Enjoy the shit. Yes. God damn. We live in an age of information. You guys are still bitching about not knowing enough.
This is very true.
You have porn on speed dial. What are you doing?
You don't know what it was like, one line at a time, with your cooling erection in your hand, you sick bastards.
Oh my God. You don't know what it was like when, you know, you had to find a Playboy somewhere.
Like, we found one on the construction site by my friend's house one time.
Yeah, and it was like
literally the thing we had.
Traded a ride from work to get to get three random skin maggots.
Right.
Oh, where's all right.
I love those magazines. They were hard to hide though.
I'm curious. I probably won't run out and buy it. I'll probably find it digitally and read.
As you so do.
I'm talking about
the comic.
The Ghostbusters comic.
Oh, okay.
I want to see if it does actually fill in some of the gaps that I have with it. Yeah. So.
Sure, it will. And that's pretty cool that they're doing that. I think Ghostbusters is a good property. And this is just more evidence that there might be some longevity here. Because it's fun. I enjoyed Ghostbusters and my kids are enjoying Ghostbusters. So it's awesome.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the new one yet, but it's on the list.
Yeah, same here.
I'll get that money or find a better copy.
I liked it. I think you guys would like it. I'll leave it at that.
Murray's in it. And I know he just like phoned it in, but I don't care. I don't even care. You're a ghost.
All right. Moving on. That's a little bit of Marvel news here. Not much coming out other than Florence shared a video on Instagram on set. And she did one of those, I'm not allowed to show you this, but hey, look at this. And hey, look at that. But I'm not allowed to show you videos. And it was fun. But what I loved is the chairs that they were sitting on said Thunderbolts with an asterisk next to it. And there were tons of articles that were all of a sudden online. Thunderbolts title changed. And they're like saying Thunderbolts asterisk is the title and it means something. And I'm curious, did you guys watch the video? And did you think anything of that when you were watching, Randy?
Why does every video that comes out from a celebrity dissected and analyzed like the Zapruder film or something? Like we're trying to catch Kennedy's
way too much time.
I don't understand this. Guys, Florence Pugh is an amazing, beautiful actress. I did not notice any fucking asterisk. I'm just going to be clear with you at all. I knew she was in the Thunderbolts. They're going to make a Thunderbolts movie. Why wouldn't they? We spent all this time fleshing out Red Guardian, Baron Zemo, and Black and the White Widow, and it's like we still have Ghost somewhere out there. We have stuff to play with. Bring all the villains back, and we with the multiverse, Killmonger might show back up for no apparent reason other than whatever. Who cares? And I'm just annoyed. I'm annoyed by the comic book guys on the internet, be like, everything's woke and sucks and nothing's good. And I'm like, I don't think you guys ever watch anything bad. Like seriously, bad. I have a tendency to watch bad movies for my podcast. And it's like, guys, She-Hulk was awesome.
Yeah.
And it's like, the worst Marvel thing is a B movie at worst, comparatively to anything else. Have you guys seen Miller's Girl? It's fucking garbage. He didn't even rail Jenna Ortega. It's just the thought of it. I was like, what? What is this movie? Have you guys seen The Beekeeper? It's the same thing as The Transporter. It's the same thing as The Mechanic. It's the same thing as Hobbs and Shaw. It is the most boring movie I've seen that had Jason Statham in him. And I was like,
I haven't seen it yet. I wanted to see it. Oh, man.
Sorry, but it's fine if you want to watch Jason Statham do the Jason Statham thing.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's a Jason Statham movie. I got that vibe.
What was sad about it was like, it really felt like they were like, do the John Wick thing, but just not tell anybody. And it's like, so he's John Wick. No, he's Jason Statham, but he's the beekeeper in the alliance of all these masterful beekeepers. And there's a queen and a hive and a hierarchy. And there's certain coins you give out. Those are the honeypots. And then you could like, shut the fuck up.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that sounds like the biggest piece of shit.
It's not great. I literally was like, I'm glad I'm getting paid.
As soon as you said they had their own currency, it's like, oh yeah, and they really did rip off John Wick.
Everything was ripped off from John Wick. And I was like, So bees.
Okay. Whatever. All right. Internet comic book guy, Don.
Not you, Don. Other people.
No, but come on. You had to have come across some of those articles where they were talking about the asterisk, like overanalyzing what she was showing. What did you make of it?
Yeah, no, it's all very ridiculous. Like Randy said, there's an attractive lady, so I'm not looking for asterisks, and I'm a happily married man. I could enjoy what is presented there. I just have a hard time caring about this movie at all. I'm surprised to hear Randy seems to be looking forward to it. So really, like you're really looking to go to the theaters.
I read like four Thunderbolt issues, and I was like, I actually enjoyed the concept. And I was like, okay. Now show me the concept with Marvel characters.
Great. Yeah, no, the concept is great, but this lineup is not. I'm sorry.
Like, what? Darkhawk? What, the guy with the headphones? And, like, and it was Baron Zemo and fucking what's-her-face that whistled and shit, and I can't remember her name. Yeah, those were the original Thunderbolts, and I was like, those were fucking garbage characters. But they were villains, and I was like, okay. So Ross is going to try and wash these people and make them become superheroes.
We better see Red fucking Hulk. That's all I'm trying to say.
It's like, coming. Totally coming.
On. So the leaked, rumored plot for the movie, this is what got me, is what's-her-face, the Baroness, Louise Dreyfus.
Louise Dreyfus.
Her character, she's the one that puts the team together to go after Threat, a monster, but you find out that she's the one that created. So it feels like a complete ripoff of
Suicide Squad.
The Suicide Squad movie, the first one, yeah. Suicide Squad. So it's just like, really? And the one, and part of the rumor is that it's Red Hulk.
Which is fine. I'm just done with the whole, like, and again, just nobody seems to realize this. Like, more of the American government is trash. It created more fucking problems, and you superheroes now have to listen. Like, they need to resolve that in the MCU. I feel like the multiverse, but then in the 616, somehow named the MCU the same as the comic book. Anyway.
Changed that.
6161-1.
But you know what? I've almost talked myself in. If they can resolve that, if somehow the Thunderbolts like reveal that the American government is just doing all this crazy shit, but if it's just, oh yeah, we created the Red Hulk and you need to do, but I don't like.
Well, here's the thing that is driving me the most nuts about this movie, right? Because it's coming out next year,
right?
Is that Thunderbolt Ross, who's now being played by Harrison, is the president in the movie, but yet. In the Secret Invasion TV show, they set up this story where the president was going after the Skrulls, right? Because they're now
he's not going to get elected.
But that's how the show ends, is him like setting up this war. So you're telling me we're not going to resolve that storyline at all. We're not going to say anything about it. Just all of a sudden, there's a new president in this movie. And I'm sorry, if he turns out to be the Red Hulk, he won't be the president for long as well. So it's just like,
they had to do it quietly with the Thunderbolts.
Yeah,
I don't know. It could be me.
Like in between the giant Skrull war, which ended terribly, by the way, because the Asgardians backed the Skrulls, and it's like, oh, we can't fight them. So it's like, shit. All right. So obviously, we can't fight them, president, who got us into this war. Guess what? You're out now. There's our new president, shiny, happy, who makes the Skrulls and the Asgardian. Because if Captain Marvel is the path we're choosing, I'm almost 100% sure now that the Skrulls in Asgard are going to be the diplomatic people to try to bring the peace.
Why is it every time you say Asgardians, my brain is hearing Asgardian?
Asgardians! Because Tessa Thompson.
Ah, okay.
Take that ass. but if you're telling me that it's a rehash of David Goyer's Suicide Squad, now I've literally lost all the wind in my sails.
That is rumored plot leaks, but again, the other thing,
here's what I hope is happening. Like in the background, Luke Cage has been working with Justin Hammer on the inside, reconsolidating and taking over AIM after the tragic loss of their CEO, Arjun Killian. And now AIM is in the control of Justin Hammer. And AIM has now been retrofitting Tony Stark's inventions that have been found by Damage Control. Damage Control has been in control of AIM for the longest time. We just didn't know. They didn't talk about this. So, like, Daredevil's been trying to fight it in the courts, but he's been losing because Danny Rand's been backing him with all five kinds of lawyers. And now I've incorporated the Netflix guys and now the old past villains and a little bit of Spider-Man and Miss Marvel, because Damage Control has been intertwined in all of this. They're the big bads. Damage Control is the big bad.
You just reminded me, that's another thread they just dropped, was Damage Control. Like, yeah, they used them a couple times and then that's it. They just disappeared.
Because they ran out of Hydra agents, which haven't gone away.
Yeah.
They never go away.
They're in the government. They're running the government.
Makes total sense. Isn't it supposed to be like a secret super society, a secret society controlling all the governments run by AIM, Hydra, and like fucking Hammer Corp?
That sounds like Orchis, but
yeah.
That's what I think is happening. Is like, behind all this, there's a big corporation that we just don't see. And it's been in our face the entire time.
I feel like,
and it's Kang's the Q Corporation, that Kang Corporation that he had.
I don't disagree with your theory at all, but I feel like their argument is, we already did that in Winter Soldier. Hydra was secretly in control all the time.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Now they're blatantly in control.
Then we bring back Chris Evans again as a clone, and it's like, what? Yeah. Hell, Hydra. Yeah.
You know what? Maybe because Marvel is such a mess, this is why Kristen Stewart just came out in a recent interview and said she would never do a Marvel movie. It seems like a fucking nightmare. Yeah, like it's funny because this is another one of those, like, all of a sudden I saw this article everywhere on social media and that's why I grabbed it. But it's just like, what Marvel fan has said, you know what's missing? Kristen Stewart.
You know who's missing? Blockbuster star from Twilight, Charlie's Angels, and that Snow White and the Huntsman, Kristen Stewart.
Yeah, I need somebody with the piano keys for teeth. Yeah, that's right. With the acting ability of this PS5 controller. Yeah, that's what we need.
She works. I'll give her that. But like, Underwater didn't make $500 million. And that's just like,
she's bagging on the Marvel, though.
Right? Everyone who isn't in the Marvel thing does, though. It was like Scorsese does it and Kristen Stewart does. Like, fine. Go make your indie movies then.
Yeah,
fine. Go be in Twilight where vampires sparkle in the sun. Yeah, that's
that wasn't her decision. That was where Stephanie Meyer
was in the universe.
But she's in the universe, and
the funny thing is with the Twilight movies, everyone I know that's read the books hates her in the movies because they're like, that's not, I don't remember the character's name, but they're like, that Bella. Is not how she act. What was it?
Bella.
Yeah, that's not how Bella is in the books at all, because like, she comes off so flat in the movie.
Let's say, yeah. Oh, Bella isn't a 2x4 to a broom handle.
She meant acting wise, not just structurally. But just
because, and we know, because she dresses like Kanye West's wife. A
little bit.
She doesn't wear pants anymore. I swear, I just read an article where Kristen Stewart does not wear pants anymore. He's got to be.
Did you like skirts or just shorts or what?
Yeah, just like Daisy Duke type shit.
Skirts. Cards
and... I don't wear pants anymore. News at 11.
What rich people get to declare?
What rich people to declare? My kid's name is Fruit.
We need to be careful because no one can see us from the waist down.
That's true. I don't wear pants anymore, guys. Get in the comments.
Yeah, that was my comment on the on that article too. I was like, and every Marvel fan gave a sigh of relief when she said,
yeah. Oh, good.
Dodged the one bullet on that one. Even Sorbo won't be in a Marvel movie. Good. Don't want him.
You could go on and on forever on these. Oh, man. All right. That's it. That is all the news. So I think it's time for another quick break, and we'll get right back with our main topic.
This is so wizarding.
Broadcasting very fast and very dangerous from the planet Malastare, you are listening to So Wizards.
You're thinking, people gonna die?
The only podcast to make the Kessel Run in under 12 parsecs.
No one to stop us this time.
I am your host, Joey DiCarlo, and with me, my co-hosts, the queen of all nerds, Aubrey Litchfield, and the expert, Mr. Marquis, Markellis Ray. You are listening to So Wizard Podcast, where three friends review movies TV, and sometimes more, podcasting weekly on the Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network. Raquelis Reagans, please tell the listeners where they can find more So Wizard Podcast.
Everybody, you can head on over to SoWizardPodcast.com, and there you're going to find a brand new episode every week. Find So Wizard on all podcasting streaming platforms, such as iTunes, Spotify, Good Pods, and pretty much wherever you can find a podcast. Check out our YouTube page, where new content is being uploaded regularly. We also have a Patreon page. For as little as $1 a month, you can receive exclusive bonus content while you're supporting the show.
No, I didn't. First of all, a podcast takes a lot of work. Okay, you have to organize the guests, you have to do a Google Calendar, and you build a following. It takes a long time, and I've been working on it for a while.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
I'm watching your little square.
Yeah.
You're mouthing along with that. Randy, that was perfect.
You know how many times I had to listen to that damn thing while I was cutting it?
Not only that, like every time you listen to the podcast, every time you listen to So Wizard, they play that. Yeah. What we came to talk about this, of course, Godzilla X Kong, the new empire. So obviously, I always like to give the numbers before we get into it. So let's start over on the Box Office Mojo. So far, as of podcast, they've made 100.9 million domestically and 369.2 million worldwide outside of the, so 470 million worldwide. So yeah, like it's making money over on Rotten Tomatoes. We got, oh, sorry, I lost my notes for a second. There it is. Over on Rotten Tomatoes, the critic score was 55%, but the audience score is 92%. And then finally on, we did our patented superhero speak poll over on X, as we do for all the movies that we review. I changed it up a little bit. I did this because last week JD complained about how I word the polling, so I changed it up, and now he's not here to appreciate it, you bastard. But so I just said, what did you think of Godzilla X Kong, the new empire? And I gave four choices. It was great, 10 out of 10. It was good, 8.5 out of 10. So this is like how I feel the ratings work when we do them on the show. It was okay, 6.5 out of 10. And it was terrible, which is a 0 out of 10. And the lowest one was 0 out of 10, was at 10%. Then the next, it was great, 10 out of 10, got 15%. 25% of the vote went to it was good. And then it was okay, got 50% of the vote. And that feels about right. And we got two comments on it. Larry Himmel, the hero, said it was okay, and he gave it a 2.5 out of 10. That's not really okay. That's a failing grade. And then our good friend Kassan said, I took my kids. They loved it. I was entertained, so a good movie. These kinds of movies don't really need to make sense. It's a big monsters going smash. Yeah. I can't disagree with that. As we always do, let's go around the room. Initial thoughts, spoiler free, before we get into spoilers. And Don, you can go first.
I can't get the thought out of my head of Larry Himmel there, like taking a bite of food. Like, oh, it was okay. No, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Is it Shakespeare? No, but does it deliver what you want out of a Godzilla King Kong movie? I do believe so. Absolutely. That's long and short of it. If you want to go have fun with it, then go have fun with it.
All right. I can't argue with that logic. Randy?
I said this in our chat earlier, and I think I'm going to just go ahead and rehash it. This is the Rocky 3 of Kong movies. There, that's enough. So if you loved Rocky 3, that's what this movie is. And then you're like, which one is Rocky 3 again? Yeah, go ahead, figure it out. Should be fine.
There's Hulk Hogan and Mr. T in it.
Yeah, that's the one.
Is 3 the one where Rocky
Underlips
and Creed are running down the beach together?
That's the one.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Four. No, okay. No, you're right. I'm sorry. The one.
Yeah, because they re-show it in 4.
Yeah, they re-show right. It.
That's four. What I was thinking. Yeah,
the original montage. Scene is in 3.
Just
montage of JD loves
flapping in the wind and it's
getting strong now. Because remember, Creed dies in.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert for a 40-year-old movie.
I've never seen it. No.
All right.
I have a secret.
All I can say is it was okay. I understand what it was. It's a popcorn movie. You're not supposed to think about it, but it's tough to love this movie after watching Godzilla Minus One and seeing a brilliant Godzilla movie and then going and watching this. And it was like, okay.
Did you watch a Godzilla movie? Because I watched a Kong movie. This was a Kong movie.
Yes. You are. That's very true.
Kong Rocky 3, because
Godzilla gets top billing, but this is a Kong movie, and I will give you that.
This is definitely Rocky's the star, but
I'm going to say
is the real hero.
So I think we're all saying it's a movie. If you enjoy senseless action movies, go see this. Get a bucket of popcorn and enjoy yourself. Yeah. So we're going
to
get
funnier if you just add voices to the animals who don't speak. It's hilarious.
So we're going to go into spoiler territory. If you haven't seen the movie yet and you've gotten this far in the podcast and you don't want spoilers, this is a good time to bail. If you don't care about spoilers, you've already seen it. Here we go. All right. Yeah, so it's funny because that's a good one. As you say, give voices to the animals that don't talk. That's a good way to start off this conversation. In my opinion, there's a lot of buildup and there are a lot of scenes of Kong doing things in Hollow Earth where there's no talking whatsoever. You just have to watch what's going on. And I'll be honest, I got really bored with those scenes.
It was like watching a Twitch stream of someone playing Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Like, I have my Kong and I have my Diddy Kong. And we're just going to go through the jungle collecting barrels and things until we find the big giant lizard in the railroad or whatever.
Yeah.
He's on a pirate ship.
He's on a pirate. Oh, yeah. Yes, he was on a pirate. We're all reading the comment now.
Yeah, I was going to say. So Kassan's chiming in. I think the bigger story will be that WB has had three successful movies in a row. I think they're getting their shit fixed. Yeah, I can't disagree with that, right? This is a big hit for them, and it's not even the summer blockbuster season yet. It's still March, and yeah, people are going to see this, especially after a lot of the movies that flopped last year. But yeah, you also have to keep that in. Wait, Barbie makes it four. No, but not in a row, right? Because there was a DC movie that came out that flopped in between that, which was Blue Beetle. That came out after Barbie, right? I'm pretty sure.
Nope.
Oh, Flash. Flash was after Barbie.
No.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure. Flash came out in May or March, and Barbie came out in June, for sure.
Okay.
Because that's like, it was Blue Beetle in the beginning of the year, February, January.
You're right, that was early in the year.
Right around March, we had Flash because I remember it was my birthday and I felt really sad. And then I was like, and then Barbie Oppenheimer came out in the middle of the summer.
That is right.
Then there's Aquaman at the end of the year. I don't know who saw it. But...
That's the one I'm thinking of. Okay. So I knew there was at least one flop between them. So Aquaman was it.
Yeah, Dune 2. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. But yeah, Dune 2, I think, did well. He said it. Yeah. Barbie, Oppenheimer, Dune 2, Godzilla X.
I do like Dune 2.
Oh, I didn't even realize Oppenheimer was Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
I knew Warner Brothers competed with themselves and released both those movies on the same weekend. That was a dangerous play with a company that was failing at that point.
It was like, it made more sense. It was like, we'll split the screens in half and then whatever movie does the best, we'll add more screens next week.
Yeah.
We hedged our bets. We're like, here, everyone goes out. Both at the same time, see what happens. It packages together and has an event, and it did they know?
Yes, did they come up with Barbenheimer, or was that the internet?
I feel like they dropped it into the internet and was like, play with this and see what you think. And they're like, we want to call it Barbenheimer. And they're like, perfect. Give us your money, fool.
All right, back to this movie. I think my biggest criticism of this, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, it feels like in a lot of ways a rehash of Godzilla versus Kong. There's a long build up and then a quick fight at the end, and then they team up to fight the big bad. Except in the last one, it was Mecha Godzilla was the big bad they had to fight. Mm-hmm. And this one, it's the Scar King, so it's a Kong enemy that they have to team up and fight. And then the humans in this movie, their only job is exposition.
Good.
I'm hashing my Rocky 3 thing because it makes it look. Rocky fights Clubber Lang, loses, wants a rematch, right?
Yeah.
And then he has to go to Creed to get training, and then there's a fight there, and he brings Creed along, and they have a big match to fight the big bad at the end. I was like, yeah. And I get it. Obviously, you have to bring Godzilla down there, otherwise you're not going to win this fight. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to go up there and I'm going to ask him to come in monkey and see if he comes. Oh, yeah. And then there's the love interest.
And the girl revives Mothra.
Yeah.
Felt like a weird thing to throw in, but okay.
It was. I will criticize that. Like, they had already dealt with Mothra a little bit. Not in the last movie, but move four. So how Mothra is now down here and dependent on these tribe of people, I didn't get.
That is a plot hole, right? We're trying to say this is a continuation of that whole Godzilla series, so King of Monsters and all of that, right? Okay. Now all of a sudden, exactly. How did Mothra get down there? But again,
temporal hole.
I will say this. This is a movie where you're supposed to shut your brain off and watch giant creatures play each other.
Absolutely. The story is shit. It's the most convoluted fucking thing that I have consumed in years.
I get it.
But exactly. What are we here for? We're here because the orangutan version of Kong rides an ice tarrasque and uses a whip with a strange thing on it to control the ice tarrasque. And so we need to get this giant ape and this giant lizard to fight that giant ape with a new arm upgrade for some reason, and that giant lizard, and they did it. But there's a lot. They never explained why the fuck that glowing crystal, which I assume is a part of the ice tarrasque. I'm calling it ice tarrasque. You're only going to understand it.
I called it Negazillard.
But yeah, either way, the ice dragon. We never get an explanation on how he controlled the thing, other than he's got that little what I assume is a part of its scale. So that's what I take it for, man. Is like. There's a lot. They tried to Guardian Galaxize of this with that dentist, and every time he's on screen, oh, we're going to play a cheeky tune that you might remember from the 1980s or 90s. You know, there's all that. But at the end of the day, the monster fighting was awesome. Godzilla going after Tiamat just to charge up. You're like, and don't get me wrong, it's a little too soon, I know. I was getting reminded a lot of, because Godzilla don't give a fuck. Every bridge, he looked like he sought it out to destroy it. And I was getting like little Baltimore flashbacks. I was like, oh boy, maybe a little bit too much right now. But okay, I get the allegory. Like Godzilla don't give a fuck. And I love that part. He sleeps in the Roman Colosseum. He is taken over. He looks like my dog when it's curled up in the dog bed.
Yeah.
So it's all that shit that like, okay, this is fun. I love this. And yeah, you just turn the fucking brain off because none of the story makes fucking sense. But we're getting giant apes, giant lizards. Tag teaming. It's a bit Marvel phase 1-3 villain trope too much, where it's carbon copy versus carbon copy. Again, not without criticism, but come on.
We have the same powers. No!
All of a sudden, I can't remember the tribe's name.
It's like the Iki or Wiki or something. Yeah, I was trying to
It begins with an E. They have this ability to control gravity, basically.
Pyramids.
With these pyramids. And they do this thing where they like make the pyramids hit each other. That sends this pulse out that turns gravity off for a couple seconds and then turns it back on.
For what fucking reason?
The reason, I'm going to say.
Zero gravity monster fight.
The only reason is to have the zero gravity monster fight for a couple seconds. That is it. They built the entire movie around this concept for this fight. For 5 seconds or whatever it is, 10 seconds on screen time. And then it was like, okay, now what do we do? Oh, now we go up to surface and destroy Rio de Janeiro.
It would have made more sense if it were using this to shut off the portals that lead back up to the surface. It's like, okay, we have a thing that does that. We're going to be out of like food and water or whatever that flows down through those temporal holes.
This is a great question because I kept thinking about this while I was watching. The collateral, from Kassan, the collateral damage deaths is astronomical. How many people do you think died? 10 million? Like, I would say the majority of people in Rio de Janeiro died. Like, they just destroyed buildings like willy-nilly the whole time.
So take Man of Steel, times it times two, and then that should be close to where we are.
Yeah, I can't argue there. Don, I can't hear you.
Because I'm an idiot. But I was making Randy's point, is that, Man of Steel ain't got shit on this. No. Dead humans all around.
Now, here's an interesting one. Side note, right? Obviously, Rio de Janeiro has that very famous statue of Jesus up on the hill with his arms stretched out over the city. They show that statue before the beasts show up to fight, but you never see it get destroyed in the fight. Do you think they did that on purpose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. You don't want to upset the Christians.
Yeah.
God, Christians. course, it's idolatry and all that, but yes.
Zilla's an atheist. No!
The atheists in the room, they don't understand idolatry.
They don't. I don't. It's just a statue. I'm not giving you my money.
You're not supposed to worship idols.
I don't care who the IRS sends.
Yeah. All right. So again, we'll say it. this is a destruction porn movie with giant monsters fighting each other. So, what was one of your favorite scenes from the movie, Don?
I actually liked when, because like the Scar King made fun of Kong because he had a metal tooth.
Uh-huh.
And then they fought, and he fucking knocked out one of the Scar King's tooth, and he was like they made Kong very human. And I know they did that in the other movies too, but like when you're saying that whole there's no talking, we just following Kong, like it was all the kind of, because me and my wife were talking about like, why does he give a fuck that he's covered with that green goop, which I don't know why everything in the under earth or whatever hollow earth has green blood, but it does. But we're like, why is he taking a shower? Like, why does he care about any of that? Oh, he's very human-like, which is like, okay, we're not interested in that. But it was funny because him and the Scar King, it was just cool. The mannerisms they were using. And again, he made fun of his tooth. He knocked his out and was like, fucker. It was just, that was cool. It was a little taste of it.
All right. Randy?
My favorite part is when...
the guy got killed by the tree.
Yes.
Talk about a foreshadowed scene.
I hate you. I hope you die first.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing exactly.
Because they're like, well, and then I did like him making fun of the tooth thing. And in my mind, it was, look at this boy here with his human tooth. And he chokes him out. And I was like, ah. And Emperor Mojo Jojo of the Ape King. Because that's why I called him. Because I was like, they didn't give him names. So I was giving him names. And I was like, the fact that he had to bring out his pit bull. And I was like, oh, cool. So I don't know. I'm okay with this. Because I wasn't invested. Literally, I was in and out of the movie. It was like,
yeah.
All right. Kong better get to something. Like, he's following this child ape. And they're like, what have you done? What have you brought to us? No, I brought the savior of the apes. And it's like, what? Not me. I'm just Kong. I'm just here. I was hoping you had more food or whatever. I didn't realize there was more of you people.
Yeah, I did the scene. You already said it, Don. I chuckled when Godzilla was sleeping in the Colosseum. I was like, okay, that's cute. I really like that. I don't know. It was weird. I don't know why. Because the scene looked really well. Like, you realize it's all CGI. It's when Kong and the little ape saves the little ape, but then he takes him to the lake. And that serpent creature comes out and Kong kills it. But it was just like, I like that sequence. I don't know why. You saw it coming, right? The little ape's like looking over his shoulder, like, when's this thing going to come and get him? But I don't know. There's just something about, and it's weird because it's a CGI monkey, but he still didn't abandon the little guy or kill him or anything after that. Like, he still offered him food. So I thought that was a keen as well.
I love the CGI in this movie. I thought it was
really well done. Yeah. Hassan says, to your point, Don, apes are famous for their grooming. It makes sense with their observed behavior. Observed.
The one, okay, sure, gorillas, I could see, but orangutans at the zoo throw feces at them.
He also says, since Hollow Earth is a Dyson sphere, the two pyramids act as a gravitational point for either side, up, down the sphere. Okay.
Okay.
You're giving me an explanation, but that's another thing that I thought was weird. Like, they were doing this and it was sending a pulse out. I thought it was like, again, if we're going to nitpick things about this movie, nothing in Hollow Earth affects what's going on the surface. Yeah.
Everyone's just having a good old time upstairs.
I would think that maybe that gravitational pulse would affect the surface, but hey, what do I know? Is it even the same?
I can't think about it.
The whole thing is like, go through some kind of teleporter to get down there. So some part of me wonders, like, is it even the same planet? Are they teleporting somewhere else, maybe?
Yeah, because remember in the last movie where Godzilla, like, quickly blasted a hole down there?
That's right, you're right.
He did drill down there with lasers.
And they jumped in the hole, yeah.
Yeah, they did present it as some sort of warp thing that you go through, but Godzilla's like, oh, fuck it.
I'm going to fall. It's going to take me 30 minutes, whatever. Whee!
He got down there pretty fast, yeah.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Oh man, okay, and then what's your least favorite, Randy? You can go first this time.
So that ending with the woman who is like, listen, I know that these people are your like lost tribe or whatever, but we have Starbucks upstairs and you want to stay with me or stay with them. I support your decision no matter what. I don't mind the support part. It's just that like, that did not, but I was like, just say that you love her. Just
be, right. Just thank you.
Just be honest with her. Listen, I know these are your people, but I care for you. I've cared for you since we found you nestled next to a giant ape monster. If you want to go with them, that's fine. It's going to break my heart, but I would really like for you. And then, like, same scene. Nothing has changed except for the tone. And I was like, I don't like that speech, but I get where you're coming from. You're trying to be like, I listen. I'm trying to be not a helicopter mom or whatever, but if you want to do your thing, you do your thing. I'm going to be over here. Remember Starbucks, McDonald's, grub worms down below. I don't know. What you like that? They don't have iPads down here. Whatever.
Kasan agrees with you. Says, yeah, I didn't like that speech either. It felt like a forced emotional point.
Whatever. I'm glad the movie's over. So who cares? Movie's over. Who cares?
How about you, Don?
The scene I really didn't like, and because I don't think I like the character much at all, was that when the dentist guy was coming in to fix Kong's tooth and he's got his music going. And I'm like, you're fucking hanging in the mouth of like 300-foot ape, like sedated or not. Like you were way too fucking. I don't know. I just, maybe it was the old curmudgeon in me that was just like, meh, but I didn't like that whole, that should have been way more tense to lower someone into Long's mouth while they extract a tooth like that. So that was my least favorite. Again, a lot of the story is shit and doesn't make sense, but I guess that scene just did not make the most.
I'll go one step further where they had him like heavily sedated to pull his tooth and put a tooth in, but yet he had nerve damage in his hand and they put a mechanical brace on right. it and he wasn't sedated and yet he didn't kill anyone. So it was just like, so did they need him sedated in the first place? Why didn't they try to figure out how to sedate him before they put that thing on him? Like, it didn't make a lot of sense. I hated the whole mechanical hand thing, brace or whatever it is.
Like, yeah, it really didn't make sense.
I loved it.
It didn't.
Upgrade. He lost his power axe. He needed an upgrade.
Is that what it is?
If you watch the last movie without that power axe, he's less than nothing. Because Godzilla just fucking bodies him without it. And he's like, oh, I got a power axe. And then Godzilla hits him with the atomic breath,
which he
blocks with the axe. And it's
But he was teaming up with Mothra and Godzilla, so he didn't need the upgrade.
Well, he's going to need an upgrade to fight Mega Godzilla with the freeze breath.
We didn't need the power glove back in the 80s, but we still wanted it.
Is that what it is? That's his power glove?
All right, kids, you want yourself an upgrade? Get yourself a Konka Crusher. Yeah.
Kasan says, what got me is how the hell they made a tooth like that in a couple hours.
Like they acted like this was all like a routine, and clearly they have never.
They acted like his whole job was he was a vet for the Titans, which it was like, really? That's a thing now? Yeah. We're going to have a vet for the Titans? And like, oh, yeah, I can handle everything.
Had to go neuter the cat one.
And that's the whole thing, right? I felt like the whole him having an infected tooth and coming up to the service to get help was just to introduce the vet character. It was like, okay, is he needed in this? I don't know. So.
Yeah, it was very coincidental because, yeah, like he knew, oh, and we've lost a connection with our base. So I guess we'll go down there. Yep. Yeah, that is. They really didn't need to do the tooth thing. That tooth did not prove, like, there. Yeah, other than the joke
It could have just been, we lost connection with the base. Let's go down.
Let's go down there.
After the end of Atlanta, Brian Tree Henry was like, listen, I did Bullet Train and I've done other movies. I'm not playing comic relief. So you're not getting me to play the funny all the time. I'm going to be the smart guy who says smart things every once in a while. And maybe occasionally before. If you want comic relief, you need to go find yourself a guy. A Chris Pratt type. And he's like, you know what? Let's go get a Chris Pratt type. And they're like, yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. And then the whole, they're walking around and the mosquito type creatures, it lands on them and it starts sucking. And he's like, she needs it more than I do. But you don't know what kind of diseases they're carrying. Right. That's how malaria gets spread. Like,
you're supposed to be the
smart doctor, but yet you could have been killing yourself and infecting the whole tribe.
No, we're going to lick this blood. It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, that was, I did hate. Yeah, I hate.
what's Kassan say here? That vet could have been down in Hollow Earth doing research. Yeah. He could have survived.
Seeing as the one Titan he can work on lives down. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I cannot. Yeah, you're making
me. He could have survived the attack at the base. The other team could have found him.
This movie was okay. 2.5 stars.
That was a good sign, but yes. All right, man.
Where does the future hold for this franchise? We've already had King Kong and Godzilla fight each other. Mm-hmm. We've already killed King Ghidorah, mm-hmm. Rodan, Mechagodzilla. Mm-hmm. Like, where does the franchise go from?
Alien.
Kong in space.
Team up with Ultraman.
Oh, man. I can see it.
That's what's happening next. Because it's like somebody, the aliens come down, they spread a spore on Kong and Godzilla that like controls their minds now. And it's like, oh, we have control of your Titan. What are you going to do? And it's like, Japanese have been working on something just in case.
Let's see. Like I said, the plot is Swiss cheese. It was destruction porn. And they gave enough of it to make us forget the plot.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I mean, right on. And again, the CGI was great. The fights looked awesome. Yeah, it is. Believe me, I voted 8 out of 10 for this. That's because I didn't go to the ballet. I went to the football game, went to the roller derby, went to the MMA fight.
It's currently number
Starro.
King X DC crossover introduced Starro to take over a couple of Titans. Oh,
I'd watch the hell out of that.
Already in the done.
That's Kassan. That's not a bad idea. You jerk.
Kong teamed up with the
now,
Flash.
Is that podcast dude now like super famous though? Like, I know you mentioned him, Randy, because fucking Godzilla sleeps in the Coliseum. Like, does it prove everything that he's said is true?
It would seem like it seems like because like he was the first but didn't really have any proof. He couldn't capitalize on it, so he's like, he's not rich. It doesn't like he's still doing stuff.
That was the other thing I wanted to point out is that whoever wrote this movie has a very low opinion of podcasters.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know, the stereotypical, the guy's alone in his house, doing his audio blog, and that's the thing too. Like, half the terminology was wrong. No one calls it a blog anymore.
Yeah, nobody blogs, dude. Yeah. No, 2000. Well,
this was written back in 1999.
Shit.
Right. Let's dust this off. I think it'll be funny. Kong versus Godzilla.
And it was like all he wanted was proof that what he was talking about was true. And it was like, why? You're right. There's Titans going around the world fighting. Like, what did he have to prove? They knew that there was the Mecha Godzilla, whatever it was, a couple years ago. And there was that whole mess with Kong, like that happened. What does he have to prove to them? Yeah,
big three-headed dragon did all sorts of fucked up shit that millions of people got.
Maybe he was being sued by the government and like, your mouth, boy.
But he wasn't. But yeah.
But he wasn't. But
everybody else was. Right. Everyone else got intimidated by the.
They didn't address the whole exposing the Hollow Earth spiel the podcaster wanted to do. I think that it will be worked into the next movie. Possibly.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was walking along and somebody was eaten by a tree.
A tree. If you can believe it, go ahead and sign up for Manscaped.
Yes. That the tree will not find so the tree won't be attracted to the smell of your man hairs.
And then you need extreme trimming, call on Manscaped.
Internet commercials.
The worst thing is when you're being eaten by a tree and your balls are sweaty. Sign up, get your pair of sheath underwear today.
A pair of MeUndies.
Antimicrobial.
You're trying to feed the Kong. Why even go out to the store and just get HelloFresh?
No. None of those companies will now partner with us. Thanks.
You may not have Wi-Fi connection, but Raid Shadow Legends. Get your exclusive character now.
Get yourself a good glow. Yeah.
And an epic level hero.
The Hollow Earth exploits, sponsored by Squarespace.
Even Kong supports Manscaped for those hairs too far out of reach. Oh my god. Oh, thanks, Kassan.
That's what the extra arm was for. It was sponsored by Manscaped.
Oh my god.
The hair trimmer 6000.
That would have been perfect. I need somebody out there on the internet to get a picture of Kong with the thing on his arm and Photoshop like a Manscaped logo on there. Yeah. If you do that, I was about to say tweet, post it and tag us on X or
exit.
Tweet it.
Tweet it. All right, fine. Tweet it and tag it.
It's always going to be Twitter. I don't care what he wants to call it. Elon could call it Mango Shit Kickers. I don't care. We're still going to call it Twitter.
Oh, my God. Gotta love those Mango Shit Kickers.
What if that happens? What if he renames it like every other year? Like, that'd be ridiculous. Hilarious.
I would. It's not called X anymore. It's called Y. It's like, why are you even on the internet?
That's a great point. That reminds me. This is Godzilla X Kong, right? And the last one was Godzilla V Kong. So is it literally just X because it's the next fucking letter of the alphabet? Like, I don't get the X.
It, some reason, I think the thought process is that they're X means they're joining together and V means they're fighting each other. But I've never heard someone say, it's not like, we're not going to call this episode Superhero Speak X Cult 45 X Omega Level Nerds.
No.
Right.
Weird.
JT is into video editing. Hit him up.
I don't think anyone is actually into video editing.
It, no, yeah.
We just do it because fucking monotonous.
It keeps the demons at bay. That's why you
X Godzilla. Why?
Yes! That's what this movie really was like, Godzilla, why Kong?
Why Kong? But then the next one would be Godzilla Z Kong.
Do you think, like, if they could talk, Godzilla would be like, what happened to your axe? What happened to your axe, Kong? And be like, oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
They took your axe? The brother just took your axe?
They took it for
Yes, they took my axe body.
Spirit. Yes, they took my axe. Well, okay.
You got one of my butt scales on that axe and you lost it? Now I'll shoot pink shit at you.
I got an upgrade. Whoa! Pink shit.
I think that's the next thing is take the scenes of the apes in Hollow Earth and remove the sound and then just add your own vocal tracks. That's gonna be the next big thing. It's gonna be
World War Kong.
Godzilla Z Kong.
Z Kong.
Use German accent.
Kong.
Godzilla Z Kong.
It's Z Kong. Z Kong has come seen me.
Zikong is out. Oh, fun boys.
Put your Kong away.
Put your Kong away, sir.
The only thing I have to say is
we don't do that
here. The hell we don't. Yeah, white man. That's why I couldn't be king. He's the leader of the streets.
Oh my God.
That makes me glad I'm a ghetto white boy. I've been declared black or at least invited to the picnic.
There you go.
Just do not bring your own potato salad. That's all.
I see. Nah,
it's okay. I don't get invited to those parties.
Oh, terrible. We're all terrible.
That's it, man. We are
any more Kong terrible. Jokes about penis? What? No.
All right. I think we've exhausted this
dead horse, right? Yeah.
Kong penis jokes. Let's wrap this one up. Let's go around the room. Give our final thoughts and score 1 out of 10. And Randy.
Yeah. Give it a 6. It's one step above 5. Mostly because I gave it a 3 at Letterboxd. And I was like, yeah. It's now my number 3 movie of the year, which is sad. I was like, the rest of these movies are really fucking garbage. But no, it's a 6. It's not high art. It's a popcorn movie. Go watch it on the biggest screen you got, or don't, whatever. Or just do what I do and find the biggest screen you got and watch it there.
Stream it to your
I do what you want because I'm pirate.
All right, Don?
Yeah, I 8 out of 10, but again, acknowledging this is not Shakespeare. Don't go for the story. If they cut out all the human parts, I wouldn't even care. It is literally, as Kassan, as we have mentioned, destruction porn. And I like destruction. I like giant animals that fight. I like giant robots that fight. So hopefully we can do a little bit more of that, Hollywood. It'd be really great because, and this is the sort of thing that kids are like. Man, you're going to see Godzilla and Kong on t-shirts this summer. All sorts of shit. This is fun. It's just fun. Just have fun with it. And because it's fun. 8 out of 10. Actually, thank you, my wife, for suggesting it because we were going to go see it was our 10th year anniversary. So we'll go see Arthur, which is just Mark Wahlberg with a dog movie. And my wife would think that's cute. She's like, I want to go see Kong and Godzilla. I was like, I love you. And that's what we did.
Never let that one
go. 8 out of 10. I was right about that. But yeah, just go have fun.
It's the best movie ever. 8 out of 10. I didn't even watch it.
Oh, what's funny is JD had a major problem with the way Dave did the poll, but there's literally a podcast I listen to where their scale for movies is best movie ever, worst movie ever. That's it. No in between. Like, you have to declare.
Right, but that's also why I give four choices, because there is in between, you know?
There is in between.
And speaking of in between, I think I'm going to be fair and go right between you guys and say Seven. Yeah, it's not Shakespeare. It's not, like, high art at all. But the CGI is great. If you like monsters fighting each other, if your first introduction to Godzilla was Godzilla Minus One, and then you go see this movie, you might be a little disappointed.
Yeah.
But if you have watched all of Godzilla versus, or King of Monsters, Godzilla versus Kong, if you've watched or in Skull Island and all these movies, yeah, you'll like this. Again, shut your brain off, munch on your popcorn, and have a good time. And yeah, that is it. All right. So let's bring this puppy home, as we always do. And you guys are also free to plug in this segment away. But the question is, do you have a recommendation, or what did you learn on the podcast? Don, you can go first.
I always fuck this up every time I'm on the show. And I guess I'll follow suit. No. So what I've learned is that I resemble Patrick Rothfuss, who's an American author. He's best known for a series of King Killer Chronicles, won awards and stuff, New York Times bestseller. So I look like that guy. Hassan has taught me today. And then, like I said, I'm going to fuck it up by also recommending Shogun. You should watch that show.
Ooh.
Cool. It's still ongoing. So if you're the binger, okay, maybe wait a little bit. But yeah, me and my wife really enjoying Shogun. That's Hulu based. It's on FX. I don't even know why they bother saying FX.
All right, Randy.
Oh, I didn't learn anything except for, like, monkeys groom themselves. Thank you, Kasana. Cool. I recommend that you guys go ahead and this come out next week. You guys go ahead and listen to my show. And because you know what? It's a bad week for that, because we're literally like, don't watch this movie. It's terrible. It's bad. It's like martyrs. Oh, this is a Patreon thing. Please don't watch next week's movie, which is Hardcore Henry. It was pretty fun to watch, guys.
That was even a thing.
That's that android dude or something, right? Yeah. It's all first person.
If you like mindless violence, like Kong versus Godzilla, I had a nice double feature of just like mindless violence that day. And it was just like,
good for the soul.
Yeah. It was pretty fun. It was fun. A lot of just the man who cannot be stopped and who cannot be killed the way.
Right. What did I learn? I learned that there's probably no end to the Kong penis jokes just in the world. Or
Kongscape.
Kongs.
Or possibly
use the promo code KongDong for 20% off.
See, it just keeps going, boys and girls. All right. I will recommendations. I have no recommendations. I don't know what we're going to be talking about next week in the show. Anything. I don't even know if I have co-hosts showing up next week.
Let me know. We got another episode of X-Men. I'll be glad to talk about that. I want another episode of Bad Batch. So something you all should really get hip to.
All right. I will recommend, if you've watched this far into the show and you're not subscribed yet, click that subscribe button. Click the bell for notifications so you don't miss us when we go live on Sundays. You don't miss any of the great content that's coming up. Again, we got some great interviews coming up and other things. And make sure you're going over to superheroespeak.com, where you can find the podcast every week. Links to all the social media at the top of the page. Comic book reviews by our good friend Chris, and some by Don, if you look in the archive. And that is it. That is all I've got in me for the. So, as always, thanks for watching. Don't let your cape go out in the door. Have a good week.